Tamara Tooney may be best known for her role as medical examiner Dr. Melinda Warner on the television series Law & Order SVU. The Pittsburgh native brings her cabaret show of American standards and jazz associated with the Steel City to City Theater this week. She stopped by our studio yesterday and spoke with 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to City Theater and Legends from the Burg. I'm Tamara Tooney, and this is the rest of my
Many of our listeners may know you from your time on Law & Order SVU, but you've also been on soap operas, done a great deal of other work, and you've also a Tony Award-winning producer for the original Broadway production of Spring Awakening. What do you like better, being in front of the camera or behind?
That's a good question. You know, I kind of fell into producing. It wasn't something that I set out to do. An opportunity presented itself with Spring Awakening, and I just loved the piece so much that I said, yeah, I'll join the team and try to support it. And it was a bit of a trial by fire, but I loved putting the pieces together. When I'm acting and I really only have to focus on my work as an actor, it simplifies things for sure. Although I love the challenge of having to wear kind of multiple hats as a producer.
Well, talking about producing, in a sense, you're producing this program, your cabaret performance, Legends of the Burg. Tell us how this came about.
Kind of, sort of. City Theater is really producing it, and I'm so grateful to them for asking me to bring it to Pittsburgh. I have a degree in musical theater, but a lot of people don't know that, actually. And so about 5 years ago or so, Feinstein's Cabaret Room in New York City asked me to come and sing there. And so the show I entitled there was called Yes, I Sing, because I had gone to New York and began my career as a musical theater performer. And I was finding I was being pigeonholed as a musical theater performer. So I made a conscious decision after several years to just stop singing and cut off musical performance. And it worked, because the people who knew that I sang forgot. And my career has been so much acting that so many people didn't know that I sang. So I entitled my show at Feinstein's, Yes, I Sing.
But aren't you expected to be able to do it all if you're an actor?
Well, no, you're not expected to do it all, because many actors don't. You know, many actors don't sing, don't dance. I mean, I was blessed. I kind of grew up singing and dancing. So in 2014, there's a cabaret room in New York called 54 Below. And they asked me to come and do a show there. And they wanted to know what the title of the show was so they could promote it. And there's a cavalcade of talent, composers, musicians, singers, who all come from Pittsburgh. And so that was the kind of light bulb moment. And I thought, that's what my show will be. I will focus on composers, musicians, and singers from Pittsburgh, because I knew, you know, Phyllis Hyman came from Pittsburgh. George Benson was from Pittsburgh. I knew that Lena had lived here for a while, Lena Horne, who I had the privilege of working with my first Broadway show. So I went to Google, as you do, and I just Googled famous composers and musicians and singers from Pittsburgh. And the list was longer than both my arms and legs.
Well, with such an embarrassment of riches, how do you decide, okay, I'm going to highlight this person or this, or choose this song?
I know. It was really, well, part of it was like a no-brainer, because most people know Billy Eckstine was from Pittsburgh. But then as I was researching and as I was seeing some of the names that came up, like Henry Mancini, I said, I didn't know he was from the Pittsburgh area. Perry Como, I didn't know. Maxine Sullivan from my hometown of Homestead, I didn't know that. So it became a combination of artists that people kind of identify with Pittsburgh, and then surprises.
We would be remiss if we did not ask about the Pittsburgh musical talent that is backing you up.
Oh, they're performing with you. I sigh. You know, because seriously, there must be something in the water here. Well, Max Leek is on piano, and Roger Humphreys is the legendary. Roger Humphreys is on drums. And Roger and Max, I've had the privilege of working with before. And I'm also working on this gig with Jeff Grubbs, who I haven't worked with before, but I'm really looking forward to working with him.
With so much musical talent and a wealth of songs to choose from, can you change the show every night?
Well, no. That would take a bit more rehearsal. But I can maybe substitute one song for another and just introduce maybe one or two different songs from the original format of the show. So in this incarnation, I am doing a couple of things that I didn't do in New York.
Is there any song in the show that's particularly special to you?
Well, you know, Stephen Flaherty of Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, Broadway musical theater, Ragtime, Once on This Island, most recently Rocky fame. Stephen is from Pittsburgh, and they wrote their first show was called Lucky Stiff, and I do a song from that show called Times Like This, and it's one of my favorite songs, but I don't want to tell you why, because there's a surprise in the song.
Well, going back to your Broadway connection, you were part of a number of Pittsburghers who recently posed for a photograph.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That's so much fun, you know, and it's so crazy because, okay, basically what it is Chris Rawson, who many of you know, was with the Post-Gazette for many, many years, and the Post-Gazette, they organized this gathering of Pittsburghers in New York who are in the entertainment industry. And we gather in Times Square for like a school photo, if you will, a class reunion photo, if you will. And we gather, you know, many people have been to New York, so you know where the new TKTS booth is. And we gather on the stairs there and we sing It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood from Mr. Rogers. And we twirl our terrible towels and we take a picture. And I feel like it's been every year, like for the past 10 years. And I've been working, so I've always been out of town. But it was pointed out to me, it's only happened 3 times and I was in 2 of them. So I was like, okay, my odds are better than I thought they were. But it's a fun gathering, you know, you get to reconnect with old friends, you get to meet some new friends. There was a large Carnegie Mellon contingent there, you know, so I got to meet some of my fellow alum. And it's just fun. And then we go to Sardi's, you know, the theater restaurant, for a little adult beverage, if you will, and a snack, and just chat and Pittsburgh proud.
Tamara Tierney, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.